This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors. On News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX, our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Come around to my way of thinking.
Take back your health. This is Ask the Expert. I'm Shelley McLaughlin, Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean with Reed Family Wellness in the house this afternoon. And we're talking about how, you know, come around to your way of thinking and how powerful your brain is, right?
Oh, it's amazingly
people
powerful.
People don't get that, do they?
They don't get it. They don't get it at all, but they're going to get it. Because if they listen to us, they're going to begin to learn. And that's what we love to do here is we love to educate. We want people to be empowered. We want people to be knowledgeable because knowledge is power.
And at our office, we're neurologically based chiropractors, which means we focus on the central nervous system because everything in your body runs on, you know, your brain's power and its ability to communicate with the body. So we're wellness consultants as well. You know, we don't just look at when somebody comes in with a problem, we're not just going to look at that one spot. We're going to look at the whole so that we can get a, you know, a better picture of what their overall health is and what we can do, you know, to really help them out right. in a bigger way.
Right.
Yeah, as an example for that, why not lead into, and by the way, I always like to give a thanks to Kelly, the girl to know in radio who gave us this opportunity to have this moment to help educate and help people. So thank you, Kelly. But we were starting to talk about the nervous system and carpal tunnel syndrome as an example. You know, we're talking about just how that affects it. Expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And in our office, we see a lot of things, and people generally think of the chiropractor. What do they think of? Headaches.
Right.
Neck aches.
Right.
Back aches. And the sad part is, you know, we've been pigeonholed into that when we do so much more. And so some of the that's kind of what our show is going to be about today. We're going to discuss different conditions that we see on a regular basis that we have, you know, very good success rates with.
That people may not think, I've got carpal tunnel. I need to go see a chiropractor.
Exactly. And carpal
and
tunnel.
That's the repetitive, right? I mean, you're typing a lot, something like that. It's a wrist thing?
Yeah, it's okay. Typing. A lot of people who have like manual style labor jobs or work on, work on like assembly lines and are using their hands a lot causes carpal tunnel, which is like for people that don't know what carpal tunnel is, well, your carpal tunnel is it's between your forearm and in your hand. It's a little area in your wrist where the tendons that run to your hand, they run through this little tunnel area.
But, and the tendons, yeah.
Yeah, the tendons and the nerves run through this area. And when, you know, it's from repetitive micro traumas and overuse injuries and things of that sort, and not getting the problems taken care of, you can start to get a lot of pain and numbness and tingling and symptoms of that sort in your hand. When people get those, generally you go to the doctor. And the problem is when you go to the doctor, you can get shots in them. They'll go in there and they'll cut the carpal, the little tendon that covers that area to release it, to, you know, quote, release the tendons.
Right.
The sad thing is there's, I couldn't even count. Mind you, I've been in practice for 3 years. I'm pretty fresh into this, but I can't even count the number of people that have come in our office that have had carpal tunnel surgery. And guess what? Within 5 years, carpal tunnel is
still
back.
Still doing it, huh?
Still doing it. Yeah. Maybe they got a little bit of relief for a while, but the symptoms came back. Why is that? Because they weren't getting to the root cause of what the heck was the problem in the first place.
And that's one of my gripes with the medical system, period, is if you have elbow pain, guess what? They look at your elbow. If you have wrist pain, guess what? They look at your wrist. That's so incomplete and non-sufficient. When I treat carpal tunnel, when we treat it in our office, we're not only looking at the wrist, we're looking at the elbow, we're looking at the shoulder, we're looking at all the way back to your upper back and neck.
Because it can feed back all the way into
that area. And remember that we stress in our... When we talk a lot and what we do, the nervous system, and where are the nerves that serve the hands, where are they coming from? They're actually extending what's called the brachial plexus right off the spinal cord, right up here in your upper shoulder, lower neck area, and running down your arm. So a lot of times these problems are actually stemming from your neck and upper back, and the wrist is just the end result of where it's going. It's just like, as an example, if someone has sciatic pain.
Right.
You can have... Sciatic pain stems from your lower back, but you can have pain down in your big toe, and it's actually sciatica. Or you can have pain in your calf, or you can have pain in your thigh or your buttock. But all these things are stemming from your low back because the nerves that serve the leg are coming from your low back area. Does that make sense?
Does to me, and hopefully well, does to the listener.
We do this every day, so it always makes sense to us.
Right.
But,
and there's some, I was looking on, when I was knowing the topics we're going to be talking about today, I was looking up some extra things on it, because it's always nice to, you know, increase your knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I, even though I knew from seeing it in practice that there was a lot of failed carpal tunnel surgeries, I was looking online, and I didn't know this, but carpal tunnel surgery is the number two most common surgery in America.
Really?
With around 230 to 260,000 procedures done a year.
Wow.
And in, once again, depending on where you look, you can find, you know, different facts, but they were saying that upwards of 57% can be failure to succeed as far as symptoms are when you look from day one to 6 years down the line. So
right.
Once again, maybe, you know, people might get that relief temporarily, but then when it comes back, they've got to ask themselves, well, why is this back? You know,
right.
they release the tunnel. I should have you know, have a symptom-free life forever.
Sure, yeah.
And so the good thing is, even if you've had the surgery, it doesn't mean you can't be helped. We've helped a lot of people who've had surgery and failed surgery.
Now, how do you treat it differently? What do you do that can relieve that?
Well, again, we use what we do, which are chiropractic adjustments. We use some myofascial work, some active release technique. I mean, we use electric muscle stimulation.
So it's a lot of different attacks
yeah. But we're attacking the areas, what I feel are the crucial areas. A big factor in the carpal tunnel, especially, are people's postures and how they sit at work all day. Sitting in front of the computer, are they sitting nice and tall? Are they slouched? You know, are the wrists extended? Are they flexed? You know, we look at the whole person, the whole posture, try to figure out what's going on, trying to nail everything that's going on and not leave anything hanging, because we want them to get better. We want to do it without drugs and surgery. And we have good success rate with that. So,
and what people also need to realize is, you know, not every physician or chiropractor are created equally. And then just because of the way we're talking, you can go to a chiropractor down the street. They might just look at your wrist, because not everybody knows. I like to think that we're pretty knowledgeable.
Right.
I've learned a lot in just the 3 years that I've been in practice. But we have good success rates because we take that broad approach and we really look at the whole body. And we're not just going to the wrist. We're doing the wrist and the hand and the elbow, the shoulder, the neck, the upper back. We're taking that roundabout approach so that we're not missing anything.
Right.
I've been blessed with being a civil engineer before I became a chiropractor. And in that, I was into structures, and when you look at the human frame as a structure, it really is a structure. Your feet are the footings of the building. Your legs are like the piers of the piles. Your hip area is the foundation, and then everything up above, the body, the trunk, the arms, the head, they sit on the foundation. And what I'm getting at, and the reason I'm telling you this, is when I tend to look at things, I don't just look like medical people do at the problem. Okay, I came in with elbow pain. Well, let's stick a shot of cortisone in your elbow to mask the pain with a hugely powerful anti-inflammatory. So if it works, it works well. But I just had a woman in recently, and she said, well, I got my cortisone shot in my knee pain, and it felt great, but now my knee pain's coming back again.
Yeah.
My concern with that is that people, and while we're on the topic of cortisone, let's go ahead and discuss this.
Okay.
It's a go-to for the medical system. They go to cortisone and prednisone all the time. Why do they do that? Because usually they don't. It's a last resort type of thing. We don't know what to do for you, so we're going to throw you on cortisone and prednisone because it's an anti-inflammatory and it's going to get you some relief. But do you want to discuss some of the side effects? Mm-hmm.
And the thing is also, so, you know, a lot of times if the doctors don't have the answer and this is something that they can provide, insurance companies cover it. It's, you know, it's a bang, bang thing. People want that quick fix that'll get them that little bit of relief. Sad thing is, more times than not, I see people that come in that have had the cortisone shot and didn't even get anything from it.
Right.
And if they did, maybe it lasts, at most, I've never heard more than 6 months, but normally like a month or two.
Right.
And then the same problem's back. But it's pretty widely known now, hasn't always been, that these high dosages of the steroids are terrible for your cartilage and the cells, you know, around the bone. And when you are doing repetitive shots in these areas, it increases your risk for tendon rupture dramatically. I mean, the numbers are ridiculous. And once again, it's all for what? For temporary relief. And that's what we're not about. And so when we see patients that want to have these shots, you know, we try and let them know, at least look it up, because people don't know. I was reading today. I didn't know this until today. I knew that it was bad for the cartilage. I did not know that. Have you ever heard of the word osteonecrosis?
No.
So osteonecrosis is bone death.
Okay.
That's osteoporosis.
Bad. That's bad, right?
You've probably heard of osteoporosis, right?
Right.
It's like decrease in bone density.
Right.
So when you're doing high dosages, whether it's the oral where you're taking the steroids or you're taking the shots in the joint, it's increasing your risk for osteoporosis and osteonecrosis by hundreds of times.
Wow.
And they say, you know, if you take this, you know, the oral steroids for 30 days, this is, you know, what you increase. And if you take it for a year, it increases it, you know, tenfold. So, you know, some pretty interesting stuff that, you know, in this next segment, we're going to kind of expand upon a little bit.
All right. If you want to give us a call, if you have a question, 753-1240 is the number. Take back your health with Reed Family Wellness on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Baby, I feel good. From the moment I rise, feel good from morning to the end of the day.
Take back your health with Reed Family Wellness. Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean is here waiting for your questions at 753-1240. How do we get a hold of you guys?
Well, you can find us a lot of different places. Our office number is 698-5800. We're on Facebook at Reed Family Wellness. We also have a website at reedfamilywellness.com.
And that, by the way, is R-E-I-D.
R-E-I-D.
And someone asked me from our last show, they said, hey, you need to say sometimes that your area code 217.
Okay, yeah.
217-698-5800. So whoever pointed that out to me, thank you for that. But yeah, Reed Family Wellness is R-E-I-D, familywellness.com. And go ahead and finish.
We were talking about steroids, right?
Yeah, into the break, we were talking about steroid injections. We just want people to, you know, the whole purpose of this program is to educate people, to let people know their, you know, is there another side of the story. And if you're not researching, which most people aren't, then you're not going to know about it. But as far as steroid injections, they're ridiculously common and they're ridiculously bad for you, especially in high dosages and for long periods of time. But we kind of touched on that. And the reason, so people know the reason that, you know, these high potency steroids are bad for your body is because your body's not used to it. They give you these shots or these supplements, or I shouldn't say supplements, they're not supplements, they're drugs, and they're given to you in dosages in the milligrams, right? And below the milligrams are nanograms, and then even lower than that's picograms.
Okay.
And they say that your body is used to seeing it in the nano and pico size. So essentially what that means, for anybody that doesn't know what I'm talking about, is that you're literally getting thousands, if not millions of times more potency of these steroids that your body is not naturally used to seeing. So it's not going to respond favorably. Maybe it will in the short term.
Right.
Maybe it'll get you that little bit of relief. But, you know, bigger question is, where are you at 6 months, 6 years down the line?
Right.
And that's what's more important. That's why I want people to realize because if you go to the doctor and you have a problem and they offer you a steroid injection, you need to know. They're not going to tell you this stuff. They're not going to say, hey, by the way, this could increase, you know, your risk for diabetes. That's another thing.
Didn't know that.
People, we were just talking about that over the break. It can increase your risk for type 2 diabetes. And if you look it up, there's actually a term called steroid-induced diabetes. This is from long-term stuff. Where people are having multiple injections and the steroid affects how the liver functions and how it responds to insulin. And then it can make you insulin resistant, and then you can become diabetic. So
I think people in general need to realize that when people take medications, that their liver and kidneys have to process these things. And they have, you know, why are all these side effects? Well, again, it's just hard on your body. Your body's not used to this stuff. It's abnormal. It's chemically induced. It's synthetic. It's man-made stuff. And our bodies just don't accept a lot of it very well.
And that's why in our office, we focus on stress. And we haven't even gotten into that today. Every episode, we really try and, you know, talk about what we do. I know at the beginning of the program, I said we're neurologically based chiropractors. We're wellness consultants. We take a full body approach. And our main focus is stress. Stress comes in the physical form, the chemical form, and the mental, emotional. And so when new patients come into our office, we evaluate them on all three planes. We do an in-depth consultation and history and really try and find out what they've got going on and what they've had in their past. Because when you can get that broad approach, you can better, you know, better help them.
Physical stress, I think people can get that. And the emotional stress. What do you mean the chemical stress? What do you mean by that?
So chemical stress, as an example, I'm treating a guy today who's next across the street from his house is a farm field. And I asked him recently, I said, how often do they spray that field? Well, guess what they're spraying that field with? Chemical toxins.
Right.
Stuff, you know, Roundup, that is very, very toxic to our body and actually cancer-causing. And this stuff is being sprayed on our crops. Why? Because the crops aren't healthy. Why? Well, we're going to get into that into a later session because that has to do with vitamin therapy and the state of our nutrition and our state of our food supply in America. We'll get into that at a later date. But that's a chemical stressor.
Gotcha.
Genetically modified organisms, GMOs, what they're doing to the seeds for the soybeans and the corn and how they're changing them and actually putting some of these chemical stressors into the plant to help it prevent, you know,
like
being affected by
stuff, right? Yeah,
but it's just, again, it's just completely unnatural.
Right.
A lot of our medications, I mean, the people take meds every day and they don't think twice about it because their doctor tells them to. Well, guess what? Those medications are chemical stressors on your brain and body.
Gotcha.
Your liver and kidney have to deal with them. They're just, you know, chemical stressors. And so in the food supply, in the medications, in the air we breathe and the water we drink.
And that's why it makes you wonder. And obviously, I mean, we're all in the same boat. It just blows my mind how often I hear of people having cancer, and it's this cancer, and it's that cancer, and they have this cancer, and then they have a second and third down the line. It's crazy. And I wonder, you know, obviously I didn't live 100 years ago, but as far as I can gather, it wasn't like that 100 years ago. So what is it that we're being exposed to that's killing us? Will we ever know? Who knows? But that's why we talk about this stuff, because when you start to really take the bull by the horns, take care of yourself, eat well, moderate exercise, get adjusted, just care, you're going to have better health. It doesn't mean you're never going to run into any trouble, but you're going to give yourself a fighting chance to have a healthy life and
be better prepared if you do, right?
Exactly. To live to a nice old age.
And the amazing thing is how magnificent our God-given body is when you analyze the way it responds. Like, for instance, if you get a fever, why are we getting a fever? The body's raising its temperature to kill the bug. Why do we want to mess with that? Why do we want to take ibuprofen, and I've brought this up before, and bring the fever down when the body's trying to heal? If you go through a vomiting spell, if you have diarrhea, what's going on there? Don't, you know, instead of just taking something to stop, you got to think, why is my body doing this? It's reacting because something's not right, and it's trying to get rid of the problem. You hydrate, you make sure you drink plenty of water and stay hydrated. You let your body deal with this. Not only are you going to feel better more quickly, heal more quickly, but your immune system remembers how to deal with these things, and your immune system gets stronger. And that's what another thing we probably haven't mentioned enough on our shows. This is all about building a healthy immune system. Why? Because if you have a strong immune system, you're going to fight things off better. You're going to be stronger. You're going to be healthier. And that's what we're trying to help people with.
And back to, so once again, for anybody who wasn't tuned in the beginning, this whole show that we're going to be talking about, just simple things that people don't know that we help with. One that I've seen in the office as of late, and I've seen it a few times over the few years that I've been in practice, is hiatal hernias. And it just happened to be, I was, you know, working on some patients, and they brought it up.
Right.
Oh, I was in the doctor for this. And I go, we can help with that. I had a woman come in. It was probably maybe 2 months ago, she told me that since I'd seen her last, it had been 2 weeks, and she had made a visit to the hospital because she thought she was having a heart attack.
Oh.
She said her chest was killing her, and she was freaking out. So she went in. She finds out that she has a hiatal hernia, and that, you know, she was having some sort of reflux.
What's going on with the hiatal? What is that?
So the hiatal hernia is when the top of the stomach goes up. Well, you have a muscle called the diaphragm that intersects between your chest and your abdomen, and when the stomach protrudes up through the diaphragm, then that's a hiatal hernia.
Okay.
And so it can obviously cause quite a bit of pain.
Right.
And for someone who had never experienced it, she was pretty freaked out, to say the least. So she went to the hospital. They, you know, gave her something to, you know, get her through the pain, and told her, you know, she needed to set up with some specialist who was going to do an endoscopy. And they told her that, you know, they could put her on medications for reflux and this and that. Long story short, I did some of the adjustments and maneuvers and things that we do in the office. And I saw her a week later, and she was over 50% improved. She said, whatever you did last time really helped. I said, that's awesome.
Right.
I'm glad to hear it. I adjusted her and, you know, did these maneuvers again. The second time I saw her, she hadn't had any problem with it. adjusted her probably five more times over, you know, a month period or something, and no issues with it since. But when I see her, I'll still work on it so that it doesn't become an issue. And we see that all the time. People have no idea that we can help with hiatal hernias.
Right.
Not only we can help with it, we're really good at helping with it, save you from medication. Surgeries aren't very common with that, but last thing people would want to do is have a surgery for
right.
it.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
And that's kind of tied into digestion, which we've discussed in the past, and we'll be discussing more and more because this digestion thing is huge. It's a big problem in America. And it affects how well we feed our bodies. So lots to talk about. That's a great one to finish up on for now. But
all right. If you have a question this afternoon, you can give us a ring. 753-1240 is the number. 753-1240. As we're talking about taking back your health with Reed Family Wellness. And Sean, can you give us your contact information again?
Yeah, you can find us at reedfamilywellness.com, which is R-E-I-D, familywellness.com, or you can call our office at 698-5800 with the area code 217.
All right, you can do that. Or you can call us right now with your question, 753-1240.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Dancing days are here again. Summer evenings grow.
Take back your health. This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness. And we're kind of talking about things that people may not... They have an ailment. We've already hit on carpal tunnel, right? And may not think a chiropractor is where I need to go for this. But right. You guys can help with a lot of these things, right?
You know, carpal tunnel, tennis elbow, golfer's elbow, pitcher shoulders and elbows, and all these different things that these people experience. And they don't know about us. They don't know. And in our case, we deal with them. Now, that doesn't mean all chiropractors deal with
right.
them, but we do. We've seen a lot of this stuff. We know we can help it. And I think the biggest thing I want to point out is surgery at a last resort. You know, there are so many positive things that can be done, so many miracles we've seen over, in my case, over the last 25 years, that I am just so amazed by the human body. And when you just begin to do little things like, you know, increase your water intake, for example, just increase your water intake, try to get about... The general thumb over the last 5 years has been half your body weight in ounces of water per day.
I just read a story about just the other day about how easy it is to get dehydrated.
It is. And then again, if people are drinking a lot of coffee in the morning, or if they, you know, I had a woman say to me, well, I drink tea all day. Well, guess what? If it's caffeinated tea, that's actually going to dehydrate you. So you even need more water because you're getting caffeine.
Right.
And but doing simple things like drinking more water, cutting out colas. I had a gentleman in today talking about, I just happened to ask him, he's in bad low back pain. I said, one thing that the low back really loves is water. He said, well, I drink Propel all day long. Well, here's the problem with that. Sean, you want to...
Yeah, you did. Go ahead.
That's caffeinated, right? I mean, that's...
Well,
is that what
I don't know if it is or not, but it does have sucralose in it, which is a very toxic substance.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, he was saying on our drive over, we were actually discussing it, and he's like, oh, and, you know, it's just full of sugar. And I'm like, I don't think it is. I think that's why people drink it, because people are like, it's Propel. It's, you know...
Sugar-free,
just,
right?
Yeah. It's sugar-free. It's just water that tastes good. But it's not, and it's using Splenda, which, as we've talked about in previous episodes, is a neurotoxin. It crosses the blood-brain barrier. And it's toxic to your brain.
Gotcha.
So people don't realize this stuff.
Yeah. So, but as an example, Gatorade is full of a lot of sugar. And what people don't realize is, you know, I said to him, sugar's really hard on your immune system. It really weakens your immune system. And again, what are we trying to do? We're trying to build people's immune systems up to help them be healthier. So people are thinking, well, you know what? Propel is a better choice than Diet Coke. Well, probably yes, but still you're getting a lot of toxins in there.
Right. Water's even a better choice, water's right?
water is always going to be your best choice. I shared with him a quick story. It's a little funny story. I love water. And I said, the reason I love water is back in football and high school and double sessions, they used to bring out these containers of ice water, two or three coolers full, and at break, everybody would run over and there'd be cups in there. We'd all dip our hands in and get water. Well, by the time the sophomores and freshmen get to the water, it's like dirt, but you're so stinking thirsty that you're going to drink it anyway. So you develop this true love for pure water. Just like, oh, I can handle good water anytime because you've had the worst.
The good old days. We never had that problem when I went to high school, and I'm happier for it.
Now you go out there to this, and I noticed this years ago. You go out there, and they've got the hose running. It's there for these players all the time. But back in the day, no, man. You were lucky if you got a water break. And when you did, it was dirty water.
So the hose anymore. No, they've got the big Gatorade things out there with Gatorade and ice cold water. Yeah, it's a different time for sure.
Yeah.
But back to what we were talking about, we haven't even said it, but we always like to say on our show, our mission at our office and what we do on a day-to-day basis is we try and help as many people as we can get healthy and stay healthy without the use of medication and surgery. Like we said, there will be a time and place for those things, but if people can avoid them, then we want to help them do that. Last resort. Surgery should be a last resort.
Not the first go-to.
Absolutely not, but it is in a lot of cases. And when we were going into the last break, we were talking about, the conditions that we help with that people aren't aware that we help with. Hiatal hernia, right? I was getting online to look at what does the medical, route go, because I'd heard the patient say, endoscopy and potential surgery. And like I said, endoscopy, medication, potential surgery. And then I was looking further down, and they're like alternative uses or alternative help. And they named it. They might have said acupuncture. And they also said chiropractic. And after chiropractic, it said, but hasn't been proven. And it's one of those things that made me sad. Of course, it hasn't been proven because millions of dollars haven't been poured into proving it. But the proof is in the pudding, as they say.
Right, right.
The proof is in the fact that if you talk to people who've had the treatment that we give, they feel fantastic, and it didn't even take that long.
Right.
And so it's a big deal.
Jumping back on the low back surgery, because we learned this in school, if you were to go to the Center of Disease Control down in Atlanta, Georgia, and find out the percent success rate of low back surgeries, it's 50% or less. Has been for years and years and years. This is why a lot of...
That succeed?
Yes.
Okay.
That are successful. Okay. Less than 50%.
Wow.
This is why a lot of surgeons in this day and age are trying to avoid it, because they know it's not very successful, and then they want to avoid lawsuits. Guess what? We have at least, in me doing this 25 years, at least, and I don't want to brag or anything, but better than 80% success rate in treating low back. And I'll be honest with you, it's probably better than 85, if not more. But why? And all we're doing is working the body with our hands, with some instruments. We don't use drugs. We don't use surgery. What's the magic there? It's not in what we're doing. It's in the magic of the body to be healthy when it's just treated properly.
The craziest, I'm gonna pop in. The craziest part about that, like he was saying, 50%. And there's different numbers depending on where you look, but it's not good. And when they look at the long term, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years later, a lot of people have them. And there's a term out there now called failed back surgery syndrome.
And what's that?
FBSS.
Right.
That just means people that had low back surgery that it failed. And,
gotcha.
And they have, and now it's a syndrome.
Now they have a name for it.
They have FBSS, failed back surgery syndrome.
Right.
That should concern you. And that's why back surgery should never be a first resort. And you've got a story on that real quick before the break.
I was treating a gentleman today, and he was telling me, and this guy's, I don't want to say, mid-70s, but he said, my wife's getting ready to go in for a low back surgery. I was like, wow. I said, what's going on? Well, she has stenosis. Okay. Is she in a lot of pain? No, she doesn't have any pain. She just has numbness. Okay, well, and then he told me what surgeon she was going to, and I was not, real thrilled to hear that, because I know what the surgery is going to entail. But I said, hey, has she ever tried chiropractic? And his response was, no, she doesn't believe in chiropractors. I hear that periodically.
Right.
I'm like, and I say to people, you don't need to believe in chiropractic. All you need to believe is that God designed us to be healthy. And if you do good things, your body's going to respond. And I've been doing this stuff for 25 years. If I didn't think I could help this woman, I would tell him flat down, I can't help
her.
Right,
find somebody
else.
But
we treat this stuff all the time. So I said, listen, I will be more than happy to sit down with you and your wife. I know she doesn't believe in what we do. I said, but if she believes in her body, I'll be more than happy to sit down with you and her, consult at no charge, and explain this stuff to her. Because, again, once you get in there, and you start poking around, and I think probably one of the bigger reasons that so many low back surgeries fail is because once you open up the body, you're going to get scarring. And that scar tissue becomes a big issue. And that scar tissue you can't really deal with once it's there. I mean, I shouldn't say you can't deal with it, but if it starts impinging on nerves, big, big deal. And this is why so many of these surgeries fail.
Right.
And if anybody out there has issues like this, I mean, you know, if any of this stuff interests you, if you know people in your life, family, friends that have these issues, you know, refer them to us.
Yeah. How do we do that? How do we get a hold of you?
You can find us at readfamilywellness.com, which is R-E-I-D, familywellness.com. We're on Facebook at Reed Family Wellness. our office is on Chatham Road right in the center of Springfield. Our office number is 217-698-5800. Like I said, if you know people out there that are hurting, that don't want to have any more medications out on them, that are trying to avoid surgery, it's what we do in our office, and we would love to help them.
All right. Take back your health with Reed Family Wellness. This is Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Take back your health. This is Reed, Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, and you can give us a call, 753-1240. That is the number if you have a question, because you guys are talking about all kinds of stuff today and things that people may not think that you can help them with, but you help people all the time. A lot of people are kind of at the end of the rope when you see them, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, people coming into our office, last resort. They've been everywhere. They've done everything. Just had a woman come in not too long ago, ran into her at a health fair. I think I mentioned her before, but she had severe constipation. Boy, I would tell you what, I hear that so much from people.
Really?
Because we ask everybody we see how often they have bowel movements.
Right.
And I hate to get dirty here, but it's such a big problem. It's unbelievable. And this woman was having one bowel movement a week. She said, I've been everywhere, done everything, tried everything. I have one bowel movement a week. I said, that is not right. I said, how many times a day do you eat? Usually three times.
Right.
I said, do you have any animals? She said, yeah. I said, dog, cat, whatever. I said, how many times a day do you feed them? Twice. How many times a day do they want to go outside to have a bowel movement? Twice. Okay, why do you think you would be any different? So when we get backed up, when people have issues with constipation, that backs you up. That makes your whole system, your whole body toxic. Big, big deal. But anyway, this woman, she's now having one bowel movement a day, and she's excited as all get out. And I said, that's great, but we're shooting for two a day.
Right.
And but what happens is, because when your body starts getting these toxins out of it, a lot of positive things start happening. You start feeling better. Pain reduces. Your brain becomes more alert. Why? Because we're getting toxins out of your body that have been building up. And you know, people who have constipation have had it for years. I had another girl in today, a new patient. She said, I have one bowel movement a week. I'm now taking a drug to get me two bowel movements a week. I said, well, I'm going to put you on something that's going to get you two bowel movements a day and very quickly. And the good thing about the things I use is they're natural and they're actually good for you. A big deal.
And what people need to know is that we're not magicians. This isn't voodoo. You know, and you hear that. I was having lunch very quickly before we came from the office to here today.
Right.
I was watching Fox Sports. It was the Colin Cowherd show, and he had on TJ Houshmandzadeh, who used to be a wide receiver for the Bengals, and they were discussing, I don't know if you keep up with any of that stuff, but they were discussing the whole Tom Brady, Patriots, Bill Belichick drama going on right now, and it's all over Tom Brady's doctor, who's like this magician. You know, apparently TJ said back in the day, you know, people would go to this guy and he was a magician. He would get you better and he would, you know, they called him doctor. I haven't really looked into it. I don't think he's a medical doctor. He does kind of off the wall, more, you know, natural things, and he works the body and he's into the nutrition and stuff. But TJ was saying, you know, everybody in the locker room would be talking about this guy, and then so everybody wanted to use him, and he wasn't doing anything special, according to TJ. He goes, dude wasn't doing anything special. People thought he was a magician. He was just working our body hard, and, you know, he said it might have hurt afterwards, but then we felt good, and he was putting him on good nutrition. And I talked to my dad about that on the way over here. I'm like, that's literally what we do. It's just funny to hear somebody else say, like, this guy's, he's magic.
Right.
But he's not. He's, you know, helping the body to perform the way the body was designed to perform.
And I said to my son, and I'm not tooting my horn, but I said, that's what makes me such a good chiropractor. I said, because I'm not afraid to attack anything. I have no fear. I know what I can do to help people. There's zero doubt in my mind that I'm going to help you get healthier. Zero. Why? Because I've been studying this stuff for 33 years by studying my own body.
Right.
And paying attention to how my body reacts when I've been injured, what I've done to help it, and I just learned from dealing with myself. Unfortunately, I've had two badly herniated discs at L5-S1 in my low back, a bulging disc at the same spot, but guess what? I got through these things, chiropractic care, icing, hot soaks, and just taking, learning, and just letting my body heal. So I know the power of the body. It's an amazing thing.
Another condition that we see in our office, since that is the, you know, the name of the game today,
right,
is conditions that we see that people might not know that, you know, chiropractic can help with. Plantar fasciitis.
Oh, I've had this before.
Have you?
It's excruciating.
It's bad.
It's debilitating. I mean, you're limping and there's so much pain involved with this.
And it can, and, you know, and people can get it at any age. You know, I've got a kid that just came in 2 days ago. Today's Wednesday. 2 days ago, new patient. He has plantar fasciitis, and it's something that we see. It's something that we treat with, you know, pretty good success rate. And it's, once again, it's simple things. We work the body, we work the hips, we work the legs, the knee, the ankle. We get a little bit of everything in there, and when you start to get those areas functioning better, the foot pain goes away. It's got a big tie into the lumbar spine and pelvis. And he told me prior to the foot pain, he was having a little bit of low back and pelvis issues. And I told him, you know, how it works and how it's a chain reaction. And needless to say, he's going to be on the road to recovery very soon because we're going to start treatment today.
One thing we try to teach people is always trace the nerve that serves that area back to its origin off the spine. That's where your problem is. So plantar fasciitis, the nerves that serve the feet are coming off the low back area. Big sciatic nerve that runs down the leg. And again, so plantar fasciitis. Something we've helped for years. Go ahead.
All right. Dan has a question. Hey, Dan, how are you? Dan, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Sorry about that. I didn't have the button pushed. All right. What's your question?
Well, how do you guys feel about medical marijuana versus for chronic pain and for people that have respiratory problems because it opens up their bronchioles? Versus, you know, you don't want to get on opioids. That's for doggone sure.
Yeah, that's a hot topic right now. I mean, let's talk about that.
That's a hot topic. So medical marijuana, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, we're substituting one drug for another. You're still blanketing the problem. You're masking it. You're not dealing with the cause. I'm not a big fan of it. I'm not a big fan of drugs. I'm not a big fan of opioids. Just had a conversation we're trying to get together with some of the medical physicians who have referred patients to us to let them know that, hey, you know what, we can help your patients who are stuck on opioids. No, these things are so bad. And to think that an opioid, you know, it's equivalent as heroin or, you know, it's derivative or whatever the case may be. But, I mean, that's some strong, powerful stuff that's very addicting. So I'm not personally a fan of medical marijuana. Now, people will say, well, it's more natural than the drug. Well, I agree, but it's still not giving you the answer you want. You want to get well. You don't want to just continue to mask things throughout
still
your life.
Still kind of treating a symptom then, right?
You're just masking the symptom. You're putting a Band-Aid on it, and you're not really getting to the cause. So, again, we're trying to educate people.
In regards to changing your diet and all that other stuff, too.
All the stuff. Again, and that's one thing we discuss when we're dealing with people is helping them evaluating their diet. What are they eating? What are they sticking in their mouths? What kind of inflammatory reaction is their food having on their body? And that's why we're wellness consultants first and foremost. We look at the body as a whole. We're not only just dealing with chiropractic, we're dealing with nutrition, with exercise. You know, I'm a big fan, again, of the spiritual aspect of healing with prayer, meditation. All these things combine to work together to help people be their healthiest.
All right, thanks for your call, Dan. I appreciate you calling us.
Thanks for calling, Dan. Appreciate that.
If you have a call, 753-1240 for a question, 753-1240 this afternoon for Take Back Your Health with Reed Family Wellness.
Before I forget, one thing we want to touch base on, too, one of these other symptoms that people don't realize we help is vertigo. This just came up recently. I didn't realize vertigo was such a problem, but it's apparently a huge problem that a lot of people suffer with. And I've had people come into my office off and on for 25 years, including my father one time who was suffering from vertigo. And quite honestly, I've always had really, really good success with it. And so, you know, I was hearing the other day where this gentleman who we have treated for low back pain and shoulder pain was having regular vertigo, but he never told us that.
Right.
And so again, people didn't realize that, hey, we can help vertigo. Amazing. I've found out personally that vertigo predominantly is greatly affected by how your neck and upper back areas are functioning, or in this case, not functioning well. Go ahead, Dr. Sean, you want to say something?
Yeah, well, and people, and once again, vertigo is a pretty common symptom that a lot of people have, along with back pain and headaches. It's like one of the biggest symptoms that drive people in the doctor. The problem is you know, if they're going to put you on medication for it, is it going to, once again, is it going to heal the problem?
Right.
That's what we're wanting to find out. So if people have that issue, realize there is an alternative route. That is what we want people to know, that there's always going to be another route. You just got to, you know, kind of put the feelers out there and find out about it. As far as, if once again, moving forward, you know, we're going to be discussing a lot of this kind of stuff in episodes to come. In the meantime, if anybody wants to get a hold of us, you can call our office at 698-5800 with the area code 217. And you can always ask questions on Facebook. We're on Facebook, and we've got a website as well, readfamilywellness.com.
Last show we had a couple of weeks ago, one of the girls, asked about, you know, how do I know if my brain is balanced?
Right.
How do I know that? Well, I mentioned to her, well, one of the things, if you're taking medications, we know your brain's not balanced because a good, healthy brain doesn't need medications.
This has been Ask the Expert. Take back your health with Reed Family Wellness. Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean, we'll see you next week.
Thanks a lot, Joey.
This has been Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit ReedFamilyWellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX.
Family Wellness, the best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.